To begin a period of formal meditation practice, it's best to find a comfortable position. This can be either seated in a chair, on a meditation cushion, or even lying down if you can remember not to fall asleep while meditating. So if you are seated in a chair, begin by feeling the weight of the feet on the floor, sensing the weight of your seat in your chair, feeling the hands either folded on your lap or weighted on your thighs, sensing your posture. We like our posture to be erect but not rigid. We say as if a rope were pulling your head from the ceiling. But if that's not comfortable, please feel free to support your back by some means. We're just breathing in through the nose and out through the nose at a normal pace, not changing our breath at all. And if you're comfortable closing your eyes, although you can also keep them gently open on the ground in front of you in a position we call soft eyes. So whatever position you find yourself in, the first thing we want to do is notice our breath, trying to locate where in the breath we feel the body the strongest. And this can be in the rising and falling of the belly, in the chest as it expands and contracts, or in the nostrils as the air goes in and out. Or you may feel the breath somewhere else or in some combination of those places. Wherever you happen to notice the breath, placing your attention gently on the breath, feeling the belly rise as you inhale and collapse as you exhale. Following the breath as you might follow waves as they came into the shore and went out again. Just lightly holding your attention there with interest. Noticing not only the rise and fall of the belly, but as well the pause at the top of the inhale and the corresponding pause at the end of the exhale. And trying as much as possible to keep your attention on the entirety of the breath. It might be useful to silently say to yourself, in as you inhale and out as you exhale, as a way of keeping your attention focused on the breath. But no matter how we try to keep our attention focused in one spot, the attention will invariably wander off, usually to somewhere in the stream of thought, although you may well be distracted by your tinnitus or perhaps by some thoughts about your tinnitus after you're distracted by the sound of your tinnitus. Whatever you're distracted by, just notice that you've wandered away from the breath and gently bring your attention back to the breath. Breathing in, know that you're breathing in. Breathing out, know that you're breathing out. Your attention wanders off. You notice it, and you bring the attention gently back to the breath. So we'll sit like this for a few minutes, just following the breath, noticing when the attention wanders, and then bringing the attention gently back to the breath. Breathing in, know that you're breathing in. Breathing out, that you're breathing out. The attention wanders, you notice, and bring the attention gently back to the breath. And when you're ready, opening your eyes and reconnecting with the room. One thing I want to point out about this practice is that what we're trying to do here, keep in mind, is develop the faculty of concentration, keeping the attention focused on a single spot. This can be an incredibly taxing, difficult thing to do because our attention tends to wander off. Indeed, I think many people I've worked with will say it's hard to go even a couple of breaths without wandering off, and that's fine. What happens is we get better over time at doing this. Your attention wanders off and you bring it back. This is the point, to begin to gain control of your attention and to develop your faculty of concentration. Remember, as we concentrate on one thing, we are telling our brain that everything else, including our tinnitus, is unimportant. So developing this faculty of concentration is the first thing you want to work on in your practice.